Good morning. Welcome back to the Book Broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you again the Word of God from God's precious book, and getting back to the book, getting back to the Word of God is our theme of our broadcast. We need the Word of God. Without it, we're sunk. Without it, we're useless and hopeless. But I'm glad the Word of God is our meat and our drink, and it puts the meat on our bones, spiritually speaking, and we're dependent upon the Word of God. Good to be here. Invite you to church this morning, be in Sunday school this morning at 10 here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at, and the worship service 10:45, back at 5 in the evening, and 7 on Wednesday. And we urge you to come to be with us in the service throughout the day, and I believe you'll enjoy the precious Word of God and the songs and this worship service today in the service. We're preparing for revival. Revival will be beginning here on the 26th, and so we're looking forward to that. God would just bless in revival time, 7 o'clock each night, Monday through Friday, and so you come be with us in revival, and I believe God will bless you if you'll do that and help support the Word of God and the house of God on that week. And so you come. Chris Cornett be with us preaching the Word of God, and give you an invitation to come be with us at that time. And so you let the Lord help you as you find your way to the house of God. Get up and get ready this morning. Sunday school's be starting in a little while. Get up and get ready. Get in Sunday school. Support your church. Support your teacher that prays and studies and tries to prepare something to feed your soul with and put meat on your bones. And I tell you, I believe you'll enjoy that. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, I want to thank you for the amazing grace of God, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us today. We thank you for grace, for mercy, for your precious word that you sent to us and the power of the Holy Ghost and convicted our hearts of our sinfulness and our sin and pointed us to the Savior. Thank you for that. I pray you bless the broadcast time now. Bless the listeners, those that's not able to get out to be in the house of God. I pray your blessings upon them today. Give them strength and grace for the hour. Touch their bodies. And Lord, I just help those, God, that were shut-ins, not able to go anywhere. I pray you'd minister to their hearts through the Word of God this morning. Everything you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. We're going to have some songs at this time. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing. Amen. I hope that's a blessing to you. You listen now as they say.
I wonder why the good shepherd loved me. When I think about how I wandered astray, then he took me in his arms and forgave me. Then he carried me to the garden of grace. There's forgiveness in the garden of grace. And there's a calm in that pure, quiet place. There's a kind, soothing peace at the Father's release. As we grow in the garden of grace. Take a man that's been broken by the sin of this world. He has lost all that life had to give. Pick him up and then lead him to the garden of grace. God's love and mercy will again forgiveness in the garden of grace. And there's a calm in that quiet place. There's a kind, soothing peace at the Father's release. As we grow in the garden of grace, there's forgiveness in the garden of grace. And there's a calm in that cool, quiet place. There's a kind, soothing peace at the
me. You've been my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but you were there, Lord. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my borrowed treasures, borrowed dreams, all I've joys you've given me. When troubles come, you're always there to make me smile. Let come what may, thy will be done. I love you, Jesus, God's precious Son. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed the word of singing the songs this morning and the time of fellowship around the singing. Appreciate that so much today. In the book of Matthew chapter 28 for this morning, to the message for the day. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, to the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he has said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Amen. All right, I want to stop reading there this morning, 8 verses out of Matthew chapter 28 this morning. And of course, a very powerful subject today from the Word of God. Very powerful is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad we have a risen Savior this morning. I'm glad that He's alive and well today. And He is at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us this morning. You say you hadn't seen Him, preacher. No, but I've seen Him through an eye of faith. I have believed with all of my heart that Jesus got up from the grave. He was dead and was buried and rose again with the power of God. And I thank God for that this morning. That's faith. That's believing. And so that's what He said. He that believeth on me shall not be ashamed. And you got to believe on Him this morning. Not only I just believe Him, but believe on Him. And because of His office and what He has done for us through salvation this morning. So Jesus, of course, here was verifying the fact of what He had told them that He was going to do. And so they came to see what would was taking place there in the garden. They went to bring stuff to the grave, and the great earthquake came, of course, and that was a prerequisite to his resurrection when He got up from the grave, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And so here's the heavenly witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that with all of my heart. Now, I'm glad today that we've got the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the gospel today. The powerful Word of God declares the gospel of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Ghost. And so we've got a powerful message today to preach, the unsearchable riches of Christ. And of course, I remember over in Acts chapter 26 and verse 26, when Paul was conversing with Agrippa, and there that he had told him about the resurrection. And of course, he told Agrippa, he said, this thing was not done in a corner. Amen. It was done openly before the world to see, and it's been proclaimed to the world that Jesus is alive and well. His life was an open book. The Son of God lived on this earth, and He went through the criticism and the persecution that came because of His presence upon this world and this earth, because of His ability and because of the will of God that Jesus come to this world and live here for those 3.5 years and be crucified and put to death and put in the grave and come out of the grave victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And I thank God for that this morning. That's the power of the gospel. Now listen, it wasn't done in the corner. This thing was done openly. Jesus lived an open book here upon this earth. He lived an open life. It was not done in the corner. The resurrection and that crucifixion, the trial, and everything about the Lord Jesus' life was not done in the corner. It was not hidden from the eyes of men. It was done where that everybody could see and everybody could have an opportunity to believe it or to deny it. But I chose to believe, and they chose, the disciples chose, Mary and the others chose to believe that he got up from the grave and was victorious over death, hell, and the grave. So it's a very real message today. And so it's not done in the corner. It was done openly. Jesus preached the gospel openly, the word of God. He preached in the synagogues. He preached on the sides of the road. He preached on the seashore and different places. The Son of God preached the word of God. And he declared that he was the Son of God. And even John said those words. John believed there on the banks of the river. And John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And that John believed. Amen. Paul believed. And when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, and the Son of God revealed himself to him. And brother, he believed and was very strong in his belief and preached the gospel from that day forward after he got saved by the grace of God. Got him ready, got him prepared, got him informed about what was taking place, indoctrinated him in his seminary in the desert, thank God, and there Paul came out preaching the word of God and declaring the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the very gospel that he was of course working against, the very people whom he tried to put to death and put in the jailhouse. When he stood there at the side of stoning Stephen to death, and he was holding the coats of those that were stoning Stephen to death, he witnessed the death of that great man of God. And when he said that, looked up to heaven and said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." And in his hands, brother, Jesus, of course, took his soul. What are you saying? I'm saying, brother, something happened to the Paul, Saul of Tarsus that day. And brother, the Holy Ghost of God had brought conviction upon his heart and life later on. And he couldn't get away from the fact of what he saw. And on the road to Damascus, with a warrant in his pocket to arrest Christians, and brother, Jesus appeared unto him and said, "Saul, Saul, isn't it hard for you to kick against the pricks?" And brother, he found the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ there on the road to Damascus, and he accepted him by faith. Amen. He knew what he'd saw, but he didn't believe it then. But when he heard of the words of Jesus Christ, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And brother Paul, the greatest missionary that ever lived beside the Lord Jesus Christ on the face of this earth, began to declare the message of salvation. And here the Bible tells us, of course, there in Acts chapter 26, when he came before Agrippa, he came there with a powerful message about the Savior, the Son of God. And brother, listen, it was done openly. The preaching of the gospel was done openly. The teaching of the word of God in the synagogues and the places where they met together. And Jesus taught the disciples many, many times. And then he would go somewhere and he would preach the word of God. He would preach the gospel. Amen. Jesus, of course, had this thing was not done in a corner. And of course, when Jesus and brother openly preached the word of God, he openly declared the word of God. And brother, listen, he preached and he taught. And then, of course, the miracles tell us that he was the Son of God. No man can do these miracles except God be with him. And that's what they said. I'm going to tell you, brother, he made the lame to walk. He made the blind to see. And brother, he made those that were sick and on the deathbed to get up and go. And my friend, he raised the dead. Praise God, Jesus had power on earth to do those things. And he proclaimed this thing wasn't done in a corner. Paul said, "You know what took place. You heard what took place. You saw what took place. days of the gospel and the life of the Son of God, and their crucifixion was not done in a corner, but openly declared to the world, and that Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, friend, meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul." I'm telling you, my friend, this thing was not done in a corner, and they weren't hiding what Jesus did, but openly he declared to the world that he was the Son of God. Amen. Didn't deny that fact, but proclaimed that fact. He said, "You said so, and it's so. He's the Son of God." He was there to do his Father's bidding, and his Father was God in heaven, the Almighty God, a part of the Trinity, the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. So it was not done in a corner. The gospel was preached. Amen. And so listen, it's not hard. It's not hard to see what took place there. And brother, listen, King Agrippa, he said, "You saw the things that I'm telling you about. And this thing was done in a corner. You've seen and you've heard the preaching. And you've heard the teaching of the Word of God. You've seen the testimony of those that follows the Lord Jesus Christ." And Paul said, "Agrippa, you know what the truth is." And he said, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." Listen, almost is not good enough. Almost, but not good enough. Amen. But listen, the gospel is here. And the Bible said there was a great earthquake. And on the end of the Sabbath, toward the first day of the week, Mary and Magdalene, the other Mary, had to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake. And the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Jesus had already departed. He'd already got up from the grave. Amen. And so listen, and listen, what did he say? And his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. A heavenly being was there, the angel, and that sat upon the stone that was rolled back there on the grave. And he wasn't guarding the body. He was overseeing the empty tomb where Jesus had got up from the grave. And brother, listen, he didn't have to have anybody to help him get up. He said, "I got power to lay my life down. I've got power to take it again." And the body that Jesus had when he came back to life in that grave, and brother, was a body that could pass through stone, anything else, and brother, just be where he wanted it to be. And he was alive and he was well. Amen. And so the Bible said his countenance, it was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. There the angel was, bearing testimony of the fact that Jesus was not in the grave. And amen. And so listen, and the Bible said, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified." Amen. There's a part of the gospel. He was crucified. Amen. That's number one part. The Son of God was put to death. He gave his life for you and I. And brother, listen, he laid it down of himself. He was crucified, brother, there on that cross, and he laid his life down. He died before normally that somebody would. He'd already passed himself up to the Father. Amen. And so he said, "For I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen." There's the resurrection, the second part of the gospel. Amen. The death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the grave, of course, and there had loosed its hold upon the Son of God. There was victory. And brother, in that grave yard that morning, there was glorious victory. Jesus came out. Amen. And the Bible said, "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said." And listen, what Jesus said, you can count on it. If the Son of God said it, you can count on it. As he said, he said, listen, he told that crowd, he said, You destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it again. Amen. He had power to lay his life down, had power to take it again. And the Son of God, the glorious Son of God, brother, got up from that grave that morning, and the angel declared to the world, "He is not here." What a glorious truth for somebody to proclaim. The angel said, "He is not here." And listen, they was looking for putrefying flesh. sluggish. They was looking for something where the worms would start in on it, but they found purity in that tomb because the Son of God, brother, took his life back to himself. He had power to lay it down, and he did. He had power to take it again, and he did. Praise God. And so he's not here. He should go quickly. Oh, it's an important message to carry quickly to those that are waiting on the answer. Go quickly and tell the disciples. Amen. Tell him and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall you see him. And lo, I have told you the great message of salvation proclaimed by the angel there, and telling Mary, very important women there, having a part in spreading the news that Jesus was alive and well, and the Son of God was going to come back to this earth one day. And listen, Jesus himself proclaimed that he is alive. He showed the disciples, he showed Thomas there that doubted that he was living. He showed him and said, put your hand into my side, and your thrust your in my wrist, put your finger there. And suddenly, let me tell you, brother, and said, I believe. I'm glad one day, praise God, I looked on the face of the Son of God by faith, and I said, I believe that Jesus is my Savior, and he's my Lord, and I asked him to come into my heart, and he saved me by his grace. That's been 70 years ago, and it's still real today, praise God. Jesus is alive. He's well today, but one day, praise God, he's going to do just like he said he was going to do. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's not death. Brother, the resurrection is coming back to this world and raising the dead and going back with him to glory today. Well, our time is gone this morning. God blesses our prayer. Come the next Sunday at this same time. Amen.